Welcome to the podcast. We're here today with Lois Beckett, who for the past year has been covering the issue of gun violence for ProPublica. Welcome, Lois.
Great to talk to you.
So, Lois, you've been looking at what seems like a very straightforward question. You hear all these arguments in the fight over gun control, gun violence, over whether or not things are going up or things are going down. Simple question. How many people are being shot a year in the United States? Do we know the answer?
No, we don't.
And how could that be?
What's interesting here is that you have many different government databases that ostensibly collect information on how many people are shot every year in America. You have data from the FBI. You have data from the CDC that looks at hospitals. You have a survey of Americans asking what crimes they experience to sort of check if people are experiencing crimes that they're not reporting to the police. And if you look at all of these different data sets, each of them tells a totally different story. If you look at hospital data, it looks like the number of people who are getting shot is going up. If you look at FBI data, looks like the number of violent crime overall is going down. You look at the survey of Americans asking them, are they getting shot? And they're like, no, that number has dropped dramatically. And so when you have the same kind of thing, a violent shooting crime, one number says it's up almost half, one number says it's down almost half. No one's tried to resolve the difference.
Well, I assume that we do know, because there's some sort of external sign of this, how many people are shot and killed every year. That's murders.
Yes. So gun murders have been trending down, certainly down since 1993 and even down over the past couple of years. And that's something like 8,000, 9,000 people a year. But it's much easier to count the number of people who are dead than to count people who are shot and survive.
One possibility that occurs to me is that more people are being shot, but the doctors are more efficient at saving them. Is that happening?
That's a really interesting question, and a lot of people have strong opinions about it. It's certainly true that trauma care in the United States is improving. Doctors are saving more lives. Especially true that lessons learned in Iraq and Afghanistan for saving people's lives are being applied in the United States. Doctors are doing better. Doctors are helping people. That's definitely true. But is it making a difference in the big term in terms of the number of homicides every year? And that we just don't know, because we don't know how many people are shot each year. If we don't have an accurate estimate of, you know, that simple number, how do you say if it's going up or down? You can't. I mean, you've got an estimate where the margin of error is something like 30,000 injuries a year, and the potential increase in injuries is only something like 30,000 over 10 years. You can't possibly say that with any confidence.
Forgive me, but this just seems a little nuts. I mean, we live in a society where Coca-Cola can tell you how many cans they sell a day. Businesses know the basic supply and demand of the products that they're working with. The government does an annual census. How could we not know this?
Well, doctors have been pushing for us to have good, clear numbers on gun injuries since 1989. This is a long-term effort. But what's happened over that time is the politics of gun research, the politics of guns in America, are so divided and so fierce that even the effort to count the number of people injured by guns is incredibly political.
What are the politics of that? How do politics actually enter into that?
So back in the mid-90s, as gun violence was reaching its peak in America, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started investing a lot more money in firearms injury research. The CDC looks at diseases of all kinds, and it also looks at all different kinds of injuries, how to prevent them, basically how to save American lives. And so one of the studies that the CDC funded back in the early 90s was a study trying to compare whether people who have guns in their homes are more likely to sort of scare off an intruder and preserve their lives with their guns, or more likely that gun might be used against someone in the home, either through a suicide, domestic violence, something like that. And there was one basically pretty small study that looked at three cities and concluded that it was actually more dangerous to have a gun in your home for self-protection than it was to not have a gun. This was incredibly controversial with gun rights advocates. They saw it as very biased, and they saw it as laying the groundwork for the governments to take away Americans' Second Amendment rights, take away their guns. And that one study and the fear that that was what research was doing ended up torpedoing a lot of other CDC efforts, including a CDC was working in the beginning stages at that time of beginning to count firearm injuries in America.
So has Congress formally banned the CDC from doing this, or is it just the agency understands that certain questions aren't wanted? How does this actually play itself out?
So the CDC does track firearm injuries in America. It's basically the only thing that they do that's coded with firearms. Right now, they're spending about $100,000 every year to contribute to sort of estimate the number of firearms injuries. If you ask them for their budget numbers and what they're spending on guns, literally, that's the only thing that they will tell you. So in 1996, in the aftermath of this debate over this one small study about guns in your home. Congress added a budget rider to the CDC's budget, saying that the CDC could not produce any research advocating gun control. Now, this is an interesting clause because the CDC is not allowed to fund any research advocating any kind of policy or doing any kind of lobbying. They just can't do that. So from one perspective, that was a totally meaningless requirement. From another perspective, it sent a very clear political message. During that time, they were trying to take away $2.6 million from the CDC's budget, which then got added back to fund another kind of research. But big picture, scientists who were part of the CDC at the time say the CDC became incredibly risk averse. The politicians in Congress sent a very clear message, which is that if you do gun research, we will take your money away. And the CDC heard that message and became incredibly risk averse and said, we're not going to touch this. This is the political third rail.
That kind of explains why we don't have any answers from the CDC. But what about the FBI? You say that they also count gunshot wounds. So what's happened there?
So yeah, you'd think that the FBI would know how many people are shot in America. But here it turns out that the FBI collects data on gun homicides, but shootings are lumped into this big category of aggravated assault. And that could be anything from like waving a gun at you threateningly to like shooting at you and totally missing you to actually shooting at you and hitting you. Those are all counted as the same kind of crime. So the only number we have is like aggravated assault with a firearm. So is the number of people shot going up or going down? It's hard to say because it's mixed in with all of those other kinds of crimes.
Is there anything on the horizon that suggests this is about to change? Is there any move afoot to actually get the definitive number?
So President Obama has been pushing for more funding for the National Violent Death Reporting System. That wouldn't help us with non-fatal shootings. But if the CDC finally got enough money to actually count and provide context for people who are violently killed in America, once that's done, maybe we could move on to this broader category of people who are violently injured. There's also surgeons I talked to in Newark and Los Angeles who are pushing for outside medical organizations to take the lead here and start counting firearm injuries. The American College of Surgeons, for instance, has a database, the National Trauma Data Bank. They have a lot of information from trauma centers across the country about shootings. That won't get every kind of shooting. That won't get people who are treated and released from the emergency room, but there is information there, too.
Now, you mentioned Newark, where, in fact, actually homicides are up significantly in the last couple of years, Newark, New Jersey. So I gather there was a study done of shootings in Newark. What did they find?
So surgeons in Newark read the national statistics. And if you look at the national studies on gun violence, the picture looks really bright. Since 1993, all kinds of violent crime is way down. If you look at the national picture, it seems like we're much safer than before. But David Livingston and some other surgeons in Newark looked at those statistics and they're like, well, that doesn't really represent our experience. Things did drop after 1993. Things got better. But we think since then, things have gotten worse. And so rather than trusting their gut instincts, they actually went back and they combed through all the hospital records on this. And not only the trauma registry, but they actually went back through the billing records so they could even track people who were treated and released from the hospital who never saw a trauma doctor. And what they found was that gun violence in Newark hasn't gone down since 2000, 2001. Hasn't really gone up either. There's been year-to-year fluctuations, but we're looking at 527 people coming in with shooting injuries to this Newark hospital every single year. It's just one hospital.
On average. Sort of broader question, sort of stepping back from the details of this. If more accurate counting existed, how do you think that might change the political landscape on this issue?
It's kind of a chicken and egg question, right? Because in order to actually get the numbers, it might require some change in the political landscape.
Fair point. But let's imagine that we actually knew. I mean, let's imagine that we would be able to say definitively nationwide gun shootings are actually up or maybe they're not up. How would those answers affect the debate depending on what they were?
Well, there's two things. One, do we actually know what's going on? And two, do we actually have politicians who are willing to act on the evidence? And right now, I think what you see is we don't have either. We don't have the data, and we have a lack of interest in sometimes in evidence-based policies. And you see that on the right and on the left. If you look at some of the classic gun control policies, things like the assault weapons ban or gun buybacks, the evidence is that these things just don't work. So the question of, you know, would better data solve the issue? No. But you talk to scientists, you talk to gun researchers, and they say, you know, step one is to make sure the data is available. And step two, we have to hope someone out there is willing to use it.
Lois Beckett, thank you very much.